Hello, this is John Alsop, and this is your Internet Marketing 5 a Day. We'll start with just a quick hint or tip. I don't know whether many of you will ever get to hold a press conference or often hold a press conference, but certainly that's something I used to do. I did 20 years in PR, and often you would hold a press conference at a trade show or in a hotel somewhere close to where the press are, and that's obviously an advantage in terms of how many people you get to come along. But if you get the opportunity, prefer a real location. Open it in your restaurant, open it on your ship, hold it in your factory or your laboratory or on your farm, you know, something a bit different. That's it. That's the hint and tip. So do that if you can. Now, I went along to a community organised discussion about the music industry and the changes in the music industry. And they had their, I forget the guy's name, but he was the guy who's run Fibbers in York or Leeds, I don't know. A very nice guy. And he was talking about how, he's promoted that club for decades. And so he's seen all of the different approaches from different bands, and his advice to bands when they approach clubs for gigs and so on, was just very similar to normal good-natured sales, really. And one of his tips was when you're talking to venues or to promoters, show that you've done your homework. So, and what he means by that is show that you've thought about the venue that you're talking to. So, and that just seems like, you know, a basic sales bit of sales advice. So it applies to us all. So you can imagine a young band kind of phoning up and saying, have you got any slots? Can we play? You know, we really need to gig. But if you swap that round and turn it into look at it from the point of view of the venue and say, well, okay, we've got, you know, 100 fans, we could put on a bus, we could bring those along, how can we help? We could help by putting flyers around, you know, we have our mailing list, so we could publicise your stuff on our, you know, all that kind of thing. Then you're seeing it from the venue's point of view and from the promoter's point of view. And if you essentially phone up and say, how can I help? Then you're going to get a much better reception from the promoter. And that seems analogous to how people perhaps could approach Twitter. How can, you know, I see you're doing this, can I get on board, can I help somehow? And leave the expectation of getting paid and so on until later, but just contribute. Okay, next up is really a good example of, I'm just trying to get it to, there we go, taylorstore.co.uk. It's kind of an obvious application of the web. It's this idea of, okay, I'm a tall and relatively slim guy, so if I go and buy a shirt from a shop, it's always enormously wide, because they kind of think, well, if he's got a neck this thick, he must be huge, so we'll give him room for his stomach as well. So I just look like I'm kind of drowned in, so I'm always looking for tailored shirts, and they're rare. You know, here online at taylorstore.co.uk, and this is an award-winning website, very quickly and easily I can design exactly what I want in a shirt and have it delivered. And that's the end of the story, really. I don't see any reason why I would ever want to go to a shop and buy a shirt ever again. So I just put that up as an example, so that perhaps you know, you might have a look yourself and take some of the good ideas from that website and apply them to your own. But I think the thing that perhaps it's won awards for is the sequence of customization steps that it takes you through, you know, when you want to design your own shirt. So, and the neat way and the user-friendly way that that's been designed and created. So that's rather good. And I really liked the, you know, it was kind of no fuss. It was just, okay, so you want a shirt, so what kind of cloth do you want? You know, it wasn't a, right, now we're going to design your own shirt. And there's a big kind of heap of a mental jump to go through. Do I want to design my own shirt? I'm not sure I have time now or whatever, you know. It was just a slip straight in. Okay, so what cloth do you want? Okay. So that kind of worked quite nicely. Next up is this idea that, now a lot of people talk about search key phrases. So these are the phrases that people put into search engines if they want what you sell. So we've got the keyword tool external lets you, if you search for that in Google, you'll find the tool that tells you the kind of things that people are putting into Google around your industry, and it tells you all kinds of information about volume and you know, the number of people who are doing that, and the competition strength for those phrases, so you know whether people are making money or not from them. But so, you know, there's a lot of concentration on that, but the kinds of phrases that people use on forums or on Twitter, in other words, in community use, are very different. So someone looking for a holiday would search through Google, you know, saying you know, Tenerife holidays or something. On Twitter, they might say, "I need a break," you know. So they're very different phrases, and we know from that research that I was putting up not so long ago that the community stuff, the forums, are very, very, very powerful in influencing sales. So it's worth, when you're doing the keyword research about search, also thinking about community phrases and what might be coming up that you can search for in forums and on Twitter and so on. Search.twitter.com is where you would kind of be able to quickly have a look and see, you know, what phrases people are using around your kind of industry. So that's well worth considering. And the final tip for today, this was your favorite from yesterday. It's tweetgrader.com. And using that, you can look at, you can see top users by location, top tweeters by location. So I'm going to try now Pickering, which is a market town in North Yorkshire. It worked for Scarborough. Yeah, I've got two people in Pickering coming up, so it kind of works. Obviously, it only works for those people where they've declared themselves as being in Pickering or being in Scarborough or whatever. But so you can find the top tweeters in a location using tweet.grader.com. So I commend that to you, and that was your favourite from yesterday. Alrighty, that's it for today, and we'll speak tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.